Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral, and a word of welcome also to our families and friends and our fellow Catholics who are following us through television, the radio, internet. We gather as a family of faith on the second Sunday of the Ordinary Time. The readings remind us of the need to live our faith and to introduce, to pass that faith down to others. In the case of Eli to Samuel and St. Andrew to his brother St. Peter, we ask the Lord in this Eucharist to strengthen our faith, and for our lack of faith, we ask now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
in the highest and on earth peace to be.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again, the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord.
I call.
sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips to you, O Lord, you know. Here am I, Lord, here am I, Lord, I come to do your
will. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord. And the Lord is for the body. God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
John was standing with two of his disciples as he watched Jesus walk by. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying and stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John, who will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. There was a 4-year-old girl that went to the doctor, pediatrician, to get a checkup. And the doctor started by looking in her ears, took that otoscope, looked in her ear, and asked the little girl, "Do you think Big Bird is in there?" She didn't say a word. He got the tongue depressor and looked in her throat, and he asked her, "Do you think Cookie Monster's in there?" She didn't say a word. Then he finally got the stethoscope and listened to her heart and said, "Do you think Barney is in there?" Finally, she said, "Oh no, Jesus is in my heart. Barney is in my underwear." From the mouths of children, we hear words of wisdom. In today's gospel, Jesus asks, "What are you looking for?" And some have translated, "What do you want?" We just went through Christmas. When we were young, it seems like we always got what we wanted. It was that magic train set or that perfect doll or the BB gun. It seemed like we always got what we wanted. And as we grew up, it gets a little harder. When people ask us, "What do you want for Christmas?" or "What do you want for your birthday?" the answer isn't as easy. We're not sure. What do we want? What are we looking for? What are we seeking? We turn to our lists, good job, nice things in our home. We want our relationships to work out. We want the family to be healthy. Jesus isn't a genie in a lamp. He doesn't give us 3 wishes. And the disciples sort of knew that. And they sort of turned the question around with him and said, "Well, where do you live? Where are you going?" And he answers, "Come and see." He is calling them. Jesus is calling all of us. He's calling us by name, just as he called Samuel. He wants us to follow him. To be a disciple is to be a follower, one who grasps another's teachings. And why is that important? Because it can make a significant difference in our lives. There was a high school student that was applying for college, and as things go, that application is quite long. But there was one question on that application that she was having trouble with. And the question was, "Are you a leader?" Being honest with herself, she said, "I'm not a leader, I'm a follower." So she answered, "I'm a follower." She was pretty sure she was not going to be accepted to that college. Well, a few weeks later, she got the letter. And the letter said, "Congratulations, you have been accepted to our college. This year we're accepting 1,922 leaders and 1 follower." We figured all those leaders need a follower. And we have to realize, if we're connected with God, we have to realize what our gifts are. We have to be true to ourselves, and we have to use those gifts for his purpose. We are his hands. We are his servants here on this earth. There was a bus driver in Chicago that did this. He sang during his route. Not just sing, but he sang. He let everybody in the bus hear what he was singing. And one day somebody asked him, "Well, why do you do that?" He says, "Well, I am a professional singer. And the reason I drive the bus is so that I'll have a captive audience." Well, the bus company loved him. As a matter of fact, when a bus would come up and he was not the driver, people would skip that bus and wait for him to drive up because they wanted to be in his bus. We have many challenges facing us in today's world. Things are happening at the national level that are hard to comprehend. There are things happening sometimes in our own diocese, in our parish, sometimes our own homes that make us feel uncomfortable. But we must remember the words of Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend. His words said, "Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to night, already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." We need to have love. Love conquers all. Once we recognize Jesus as the one we need to follow, we need to go to him. We need to be with him. We need to stay with him. What do you want? In learning who Christ really is, by seeing and staying with him, our true desires, our deepest longing, our true selves will come out. It will be revealed. What we find is that God wants to be with us. And what he wants us to desire him. If God is in our hearts, what more can we want?
Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that God cares deeply for us, so we come now before God confident that our prayers humbly offered will be heard.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, successor of St. Peter, whose call to discipleship we heard in today's gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation, as we remember the life and celebrate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that we may more closely realize his dream of freedom and equality, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those entrusted in positions of leadership, that Samuel's eager response to the Lord may provide an example for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for those who have died, especially Felicita Garcia, may rest in peace of the heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the eternal repose of the soul of Margarita Garcia, deceased members of the Garcia family, Marcelino V. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Delia Farias, and Ruben Moreno. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of goodness, we trust in the care you show toward your people. Turn an ear to our prayers and grant them, for we ask these through Christ our Lord. Amen.
For fishing my daily.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with this in one chorus of exaltation praise as we acclaim.
Holy, holy,
indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, that by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memory of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
The Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body be righteous. couple announcements. The first is that the blood mobile will be here next Sunday. If you can give that gift of blood, please do so. I like to give mine, but they don't want my blood. So if you can, please give the gift of life. And also, secondly, a special thanks to all of you who stay or came out last week after the 12:30 Mass to redecorate the church. It takes quite a bit of people to do it in 2 hours. My only hope is that my next parish will be a little parish, just one tree and two poinsettias. Just too many trees and poinsettias. So thank you for coming out and help us year in, year out. May God bless you. Let us now stand and pray. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness, make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread, one in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Our recessional hymn is number 671, The Church's One Foundation.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.